agriculture year-round in Richland County. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the 1906 U.S. Gen Web Chapter 8, no county in southwestern Wisconsin probably possesses better elements to guarantee prosperity to an agricultural organization than does that of the County of Richland. An agricultural society was founded about 1866, and the first meeting or exhibition of the Richland County Agricultural Society was held in the fall of the year 1867. It was located in the streets of the village of Richland Center. The place of the meeting was then for several years upon the grounds in the eastern part of the city on Hazeltine Street, where suitable buildings were erected for keeping the exhibits and the purpose of that society. A few years later, the society purchased a tract of land situated about 1 mile north of Richland Center, and since that time, fairs have been held there annually. The first efforts of the pioneers were, of course, for providing a shelter to raise something to eat, and with that, an abundance of venison, wild turkey, and bear meat. Corn was the great cereal crop that was grown. A coarse meal and cornbread were common, and of course, a good deal of whiskey. Wheat was grown, and in a time taking place with the corn as an article of human food, potatoes were easily grown, but were not so popular then as it is now. Fruit, of course, was available first at rare abundance would be wild berries that were found and very well proportioned. Next to the food, the great necessity was clothing, and it was no small task to obtain it from back east. Many were obliged to be content with what the new country afforded. The home manufacture of buckskin clothes were not uncommon, as well as weaving of flax shirts. The linsey-woolsey suits were considered full dress, except for the dandies or the city men of imposing rank and situation. Buckskin was, of course, considered good material for moccasins, and there were tanneries that were introduced. Then men skilled in the handling of leather went from cabin to cabin to make footwear for people. Following the most primitive manufactures came the production of woolen, yarn, and cloth, flouring and sawmills, blacksmith shops, and forges. The pioneer farmers in some sections of Richland County engaged in the manufacture of cornmeal themselves, using what was facetiously termed Armstrong as the mill. A solid stump was cut square on the top and a cavity burned out in it. And when cleaned out, this became the mortar in which corn was put and vigorously pounded. The product was sifted through sieves made by stretching deer hides, when green, over hoops, and puncturing with small holes to dry. Coffee mills of good size were also brought to Wisconsin and the settlers in Richland County.
Today's Richland County History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2023 will bring another season of open houses at the Akey School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Richland County Historical Society's Akey Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance of and public access to the Akey School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can mail your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, 53581. And learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.